The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but a lot of stuff happening in the NFC North. It wasn't that long ago that the Lions gave all that money to all those people. Yesterday, Justin Jefferson gets the bag for the Minnesota Vikings. 4 years, $140 million, $110 million guaranteed, making him the highest paid wide receiver in NFL history. Although Joshy reminds us that will probably be a short period of time.
Yeah, and he's the highest paid non-QB ever. So to take it even further, now, if Nick Bosa signed this year, he probably would have been higher than him. But right now, he set the new mark.
Well, they can do that because they don't have a quarterback they got to pay.
Correct.
Part of it, yep.
Packers won't be able to do that. If one of their guys turns out to be a stud, that's why. And Ron was great at it. Ron would, if you determine at the end of this year who your two receivers are that are going to be your guys, and if they're Reed and Wicks, right? Throw money at them. Throw money, lock them up for 4 or 5 years so you don't have to do this. You see what I'm saying? Because they'll have 2 years left on their deal, but throw them an $18 or a $19 million average with a lot of guaranteed money so you don't have to pay him $28, $35, $32, wherever it's going to go to. Ron was great at that, you know, because he knew young guys that had 2 years left on their deal love the guaranteed money, love the signing bonus.
Especially guys who were drafted were, I mean, not so much Reed because he was a second round pick, but Dontavian Wicks was a fifth round pick. That's not, in NFL terms, that's not a big contract. You're not making big time bucks.
Yes. Don't get trapped. Don't put yourself in a Devontae situation, you know, where we all believe they should have should have paid him a year early, and then you wouldn't have to deal with that, and then who knows what happens after that.
I also wonder, and I've said this before, I wonder if, and we always talk about how the league evolves and how you'll see a new defensive scheme go out there and everybody won't be able to beat it, and then other teams will adopt that defensive scheme, and then somebody will figure out a way to beat the defensive scheme, so then everybody will start playing that same style of offense and blah, 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 and kind of like the chicken or the egg, and you can't figure out what came first and what came second. I can't help but wonder if the strategy that the Packers are using for building their skill positions will be something that other teams try to do as well. And if teams will realize that it is a more successful way of building an offense. I do think, and I will say this every time we have this conversation of a number one wide receiver versus strength in numbers, that there is value in having a number one guy. I do. I can't take that away. I can't sit here and try to create a narrative that doesn't exist. But I also believe that quarterbacks have a tendency to lock onto those guys. I think that it can be a predictable offense. And I think that if you have the skill at the positions like the Packers do, it can be a sustainable way of winning in the short term.
Yes, because it can't, but that's the thing. It's just not sustainable. Because at some point, with the four, let's just keep it to the wide receivers, the four that they have, eventually they have to get paid. And then you have to be really good at backfilling. And that's a crapshoot, man. Like, yeah, it's great that they have these guys that they drafted, but Jason pointed out earlier in the show, the draft history is also filled with guys like
Amari
Rodgers.
Yeah.
Guys like
MVS,
Equanimeous St. Brown. Mm-hmm. And I'm forgetting the guy who was out of the fourth round pick who was out of the league in 2 years.
Jamon Moore.
Yeah, Jamon Moore. Like, it's tough to always backfill. And even going back to the way that Ted Thompson used to do it, and you think of the Sports Illustrated cover, well, they got to the point where that Sports Illustrated cover, by 2014, you were down to and yes, then they had drafted Devontae in 14, but really it was Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb. I mean, you end up having to pare it down, and eventually you have to make a decision of who are we going to pay, because you can't pay everyone, and you can't count on, oh yeah, we'll just keep backfilling but, that, and that all those draft picks are going to continuously hit.
With that, the Packers have great leverage. We talk about the leverage they have with Jordan Love, because he's really got 3 years left there before they would really have to do anything. You're going to have the same with these receivers, so you sit there and go, hey, we're keeping two of you. We're keeping two of you, okay? You want to be reasonable in what you want? You're going to be one of our guys. You want way too much? You're gone. Right? at the end of this year, because you're going to have Dobbs and Watson going into the final year of their deal.
Correct.
And then you're going to have two more with Reed and Wicks. And you use that as leverage. You go to Watson. Watson wants $28 million. What are you, crazy? Take 20 or we're going with another guy.
Yeah.
Right? So they're in a good spot. They're in a really good spot. But like you said, Jen, they got to you got to keep reloading. You don't have to take first-round picks, but, you know.
Oh, that's what.
I mean, fourth, fifth, sixth-round picks.
So did they make a mistake, Gabe, by not going after any of those position players this year? Because if you are constantly needing to move the conveyor belt, now did they create a hole? Just, you know, as you continue moving it down closer and closer to the register, will there be a hole there?
Potentially, because that is what happened at that position, because they didn't hit on any of the guys when they had Devontae. And that's where I think that perception of Aaron Rodgers didn't have enough, because after Devontae, the first wave of position, skill position players that Brian Gutekunst drafted just weren't very good.
But aren't you ever worried about that one guy, that number one guy, whether it is Devontae Adams, whether it is a Stephon Diggs, whether it's a Mike Evans or Justin Jefferson, who we were just talking about, who just got the money, DK Metcalf. Aren't you worried about that guy getting injured? Do you ever worry about that guy suffering a season-ending injury and then having to backfill with Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard, MVS, EQ, Malik Taylor, Amari Rodgers, Derwan Winfrey?
Yeah, happened in 2015. They had to go out and get James Jones. It wasn't great. Wasn't a fun year. Still made the playoffs.
The hoodie.
Yeah.
It was a great run, though.
Running around there with his hoodie.
It's a terrifying run, yeah.
But that's why having four number twos is not a bad thing.
But again, you can't afford to pay four number twos, number two money.
No, you can't.
So this has to come to an end eventually.
But we're not afraid of, knock on wood, not really afraid of injuries to our receiving core because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
They're so loaded.
You get a couple, then you start to get a little nervous.
And you got to, let's not forget, you got to throw the two tight ends in there because the way they played their rookie year, you know, they're trending like you're only going to be able to keep one of them, right, in a couple years. Can't pay two tight ends.
Well, I mean, you could pay two tight ends and keep one receiver because the tight end salaries are lower than the receiver salaries. So that's certainly a way you could go if you think, okay, that still gives us good pass-catching options and keeps the cost down.
It's a good spot to be in. Bottom line, they're in a good spot.
Would you rather be in their spot or the Viking spot?
Oh, our spot. Because like you said, Justin Jefferson goes down, their season's over with.
Right. I mean,
he was injured, wasn't he?
Their season's over already.
I think I wrote this down.
Like 5 or 6 games.
But I think they went 5-2 in his absence, something crazy like that. So that was evidence of like, well, look, you lose your number one guy, you can still figure out a way to win games.
But because they have Jordan Addison, they have TJ Hockenson, they have other pass-catching options.
Yeah, but go back to the feeling we had when Jordy went down in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Season's over.
Yeah.
They're done. Done.
And it was.
Yeah.
They made it to the divisional round, and like Josh, you said, it was a hell of a run that they made that year. But again, that's the eventuality of, yes, it's nice to have this depth right now, just like with San Francisco. Yeah, it's nice to have, and they don't really have depth. They've got a lot of really good players and top-end guys, but that eventually has to come to an end as well when you pay your quarterback. Right now, this is going to come to an end, not because the Packers have to pay Jordan Love, but because you can't afford to pay for depth. Nobody can pay for depth in the NFL.
So I mentioned at the beginning of this conversation that there's a lot of stuff happening in the NFC North. We referenced the Lions. We obviously talked about Justin Jefferson. The Bears continue to get a lot of shine. A lot of people talking positively about the Bears. And Rich Eisen was just the latest who gave up their best case scenario yesterday on his show.
The Chicago Bears best case scenario.
Oh, baby. Bears.
Offensive rookie of the year goes without saying, right?
Roma Dunze,
Caleb.
Yes.
No. No, no. He'll help Caleb get it.
He will help.
But I'll say this. I kept sitting here thinking, best case scenario would be for Caleb to be like C.J. Stroud, who was a unicorn, right? And took this team in Houston and remade it in his own image, along with a head coach who's a defensive-minded guy like Eberflus. And went ahead and won his division and made the playoffs and made the divisional playoff rounds. I'm thinking more like, you know, Roethlisberger. I'm thinking more of like Marino when they first started. I'm saying the best case scenario for the Bears is this kid takes him to the Super Bowl.
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
Did you hear the groan? Did you hear his amigos like, I don't know about that? I thought we always talk about stages to success. Can you really go from the cellar to the penthouse in one season?
Not all the way up that high. I mean, we hear in the NFL, it happens all the time. Team goes from worst to first in their division. But right? that team
not
doesn't end
league.
Up. Yes, correct. And that's it is important to remember the Bears, yes, they had the number one pick, but not because they had the worst record, because they made the trade the year before. So it's still to go from top 10 in the NFL draft, which is where their original pick was, to a Super Bowl, I don't see it.
Can we let the kid play five games or six games
no.
and see what he's all about,
no.
for crying out? It's
of course
the
we can't.
Same thing with the Bears every year. You know what? And it's very similar to Dallas, right? Very similar to, oh, this is their year. And then they get smoked by us, right? How, and I don't know if you guys saw this stat, but Dallas's percentage of winning the Super Bowl is higher than Green Bay's.
Yeah.
Going into this year.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid people out there, man. Is Eisen from Chicago?
Oh, that's...
Don't think so.
No, he went to Michigan. We know that. But I don't think that there's any other connection there. Wait, so what is the best case scenario for the Chicago Bears?
Playoffs. Wild card in the playoffs.
I mean, I could see a situation where an injury or two gets them competitive for the division.
No way.
I said with an injury or two.
Who exactly is
like
having
Goff?
An injury? You? is it a brain injury?
Somebody from the Lions, somebody from the Packers.
Okay.
Strategically. Probably the quarterbacks.
That's clickbait.
That is.
I don't deal with clickbait.
I will say that.
Unless
the roster,
I throw it out there, then I'll.
You see, you're the clickbait king.
Shut up. I don't need to hear from you.
The roster is really good. I will say that for the Bears. The roster outside of quarterback is very, very good. They've done a good job building up the roster around the quarterback.
O-line?
It's not that bad.
Work. Okay.
It's not Jets bad.
Super Bowl?
No.
No. Crazy.
I am going to check out and see what Rich Eisen's best case scenario for the Green Bay Packers was. While Chewy gets his power rankings list
it's
ready.
It's a good one.
Is it a good one?
Well, he had, okay, so we're on a streak of one in a row.
That's not a streak.
For the big guy, it is.
It's the start of a streak.
Sure, I'll give you that. One is not a streak.
We'll see if he can build on it. I'm excited.
You can stumble into a
Gabe's going to love it. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Is it because he's going to be good at it?
It's all Gabe.
Is it golf?
We're going to find out. They call that a tease.
That is a masterful tease. You left us all on the edge of our seats.
All right, we'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Roll On right after this.
Brand new from Screamin' Sicilian. It is fantastic. Screamin' Sicilian launches nothing but toppings. It's pizza balls, no crust, just those great premium toppings that you're used to when it comes to Screamin' Sicilian. They ditch the crust with nothing but toppings, pizza bowls. It's perfect for a quick snack or a meal for those who are seeking a low-carb or keto-style options. This thing is perfect for lunch. I've got a couple in my freezer. It's super easy. You throw it in the microwave, and you've got a great lunch for you. With Screamin' Sicilian, nothing but toppings, you have four different options. The multi-meat, the Italian-style meatball, pepperoni, and the supreme, and you can find them exclusively at participating Kroger stores, which is Pick and Save, Metro Market, and Mariano's. So keep an eye out in the freezer section at participating Kroger stores for Screamin' Sicilian, nothing but toppings, pizza bowls.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And guess who didn't hit the hole? Zeke Elliott.
Ashton.
Well, I mean, yes. You all right back there?
That's so true.
It was a direct shot. She took out the sniper rifle and just...
There's not a... No, she got right up to me, took out a Glock, and just shot.
Yeah, right in the balls.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We're back on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Just venting during the break. No big deal. Chewy, we got power rankings. What do we got?
Well, in honor of Gabe, because if Gabe is playing hooky, what's he doing, Jen?
Golfing.
Okay.
Were
so
you golfing
with that,
yesterday?
I was.
So with that, I want the top 10 courses in Wisconsin. But some places have multiple courses. I'm not doing that.
Is this public or is this private? Just public?
Top 10 courses in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Did you say public?
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
This feels wildly unfair since the only golf course I have set foot on is the Bog, where we have our annual event every year.
I told you it was going to be Gabe heavy.
No offense to the Bog, but
and this is not
the Bog is not on the list.
This is not going to be a walk for you.
Yeah, it will.
Okay.
Yeah, it will.
Okay. Josh, you want to explain the rules or are we good to go?
So should I just let him ISO ball?
Yeah. I'm not even going to explain the rules because I bet Gabe is going to get
it. Take the layups. You take the layups. Okay.
But like, okay, let me just throw
Here's the thing about Jen and layups when we come to these games.
Yeah, I know. She's not very good.
Right, Baker?
Yeah. She wants to pull up from the top.
Let
of the
me
key.
Ask you a question. Is it like some of these places have multiple courses,
correct,
right? So if I say Whistling Straits, do I have to say a specific?
No. So I took that out of it.
So okay. that counts as one? Like a one.
Correct.
I'll guess.
Correct. And this is from Golf Digest, so yep. this is the mm-hmm. real deal. Joshy, what do they get? 3 minutes? They got to get eight?
I mean, Gabe's just going to grab them on. Yeah, I'm not going to bother.
Oh, my
okay.
goodness. All right, go ahead.
All right.
So she said Straits.
Straits is number one.
So Aaron?
Number two.
So then we're going to have River Course, Black Wolf Run.
Black Wolf Run, number five.
So that's different than Whistling Straits, Black
Correct.
Wolf
Correct.
Even though they're owned by the same, it's a different course.
Yes.
So if River's down there, Century World?
Century World, number seven.
Milwaukee CC.
Number three.
Blue Mound.
You suck. How would you get that?
What do you mean, how would
he
I get that?
He knows the golf that's course is in the state of Wisconsin.
I host a golf show. Listen tonight, 6 that's, o'clock that's on the tee, me and Stephen Watson.
Oh, so you know the list. This is under protest. Joshy, can you mark it under protest right now? Keep going.
You know what this
hold
would be
on,
like?
Hold
this
on.
Would be like if Chewy
pause
was like...
Pause the clock.
Pause the clock.
Do you get Golf Digest subscription?
Yeah.
This is Bush League.
Wait a minute. You didn't think that he would know this off the top of his head?
Not if he never looked at the magazine.
This would be like you asking me, Jen... Who are the highest paid talent at ESPN? I'd be like, well, Chew, I think I got a little bit of insight here on
also,
this one.
The reason why, I mean, I could have rattled off all 10 if they were the public ones. I don't know if anybody else is going to be on there other than the two privates I've already named. But Stephen Watson, my co-host, did a project last year for the WSGA where he played the top 10 public courses in Wisconsin in under 40 hours. And then they put out a video for it, so very familiar with all 10 of those. By the way, Lasonia is going to be on this list, and that would be the Lynx course at Lasonia.
There's a red flag out, so it really doesn't matter. It's under review.
Where's Lasonia?
Eight. So you got two left.
So we will say...
No, you got three left.
Yeah,
sorry,
I've got
you haven't
three
got
left.
Four. Yeah.
We will say, okay, is it going to be...
You know this one.
I'm trying to. Did Century World? Did Aaron?
Any help?
Oh, Sand Valley.
Sand Valley, four. Two
well,
left.
Well, and.
Yeah, so then Mammoth Dunes at Sand Valley.
Not on the list.
Oh, Mammoth missed out?
I'm not looking on at the it list. Six here.
No, this is from Golf Digest.
Yeah.
What year?
2023.
Yeah. So Mammoth is not on there.
No.
What? I've got the same list, 2023 Golf Digest, best courses in Wisconsin.
Well, it's
six
not...
is Mammoth Dunes.
No, it's not. Hold on.
I mean, you've given me...
Sand Valley Golf Resort, Mammoth Dunes, number six.
Yeah, but there's two Sand Valley courses.
Yeah, so I said Sand Valley.
Yes.
The original Sand Valley.
Yes.
And Mammoth Dunes.
I think he gave
it's under the same.
Both.
It's like Black Wolf Run River and Meadows.
So yeah. You're extending the
you
list?
You don't get two. Yes. I took it to 12.
I understand, but I said both.
Yeah, so you got credit for that at four.
Okay. But Mammoth is not on there?
It is, but it's Sand Valley.
Oh, my God. Who's on first?
There
okay,
is,
so Mammoth
and there's
is
Sand
six.
Valley at four.
Yes. So where?
And there's Sand Valley at six.
Yeah.
I told you the multiple courses I'm taking out.
I Okay.
Is that confusing?
I mean, I think you're confused.
Like Whistling Straits, didn't go Irish.
Correct.
And
correct.
Sand Valley has two courses.
Yes. You took Irish out because you correct. Already did the Whistling
yes.
Straits.
Okay.
Stop stalling.
I mean, all right, so what else do you want?
You got 9 and 10.
So I got 9 and 10?
Yes. I got him. I'm in his head right now,
no.
Joshy.
Because you did some weird math of like eliminating courses.
What do you got?
So we got there, we got Lasonia. I'm trying to think if there's any other private ones I'm missing. Oh, is Pine Valley on there as a private course?
Nope.
What?
No. Nope.
Okay, so Pine Valley is not in the
there
top
is
10.
A private course on there, though.
Oh, Pine Hill. It's Pine Hills. Yeah. Pine right. Valley's the expensive one out east.
Pine Hills, and then one more.
So what number's Pine Hills?
9.
So Pine Hills is 9.
There's a little pine in this one, too, huh?
What one am I missing?
I'm taking this as a win.
This golf course has maybe the best logo in Wisconsin golf courses.
Yeah.
Well, that's Aaron Hills, so that's incorrect.
No. The most unique in, like...
Most unique?
If I said Pinehurst, would that help at all?
That's in North Carolina, so not really.
What about Animal?
Good Lord.
Animal?
If I started doing the theme
song... I'm sure
song.
You played this course. How are we doing on clock?
Wait, no. The Bull?
The yes. Bull is number 10.
And it
10.
Says at Pinehurst Farms, which is yes. why I said that.
The Bull? Oh.
So you're cheating too, huh?
The Bull was number 10.
Also, I do want to shout out the Bog here. 20th on this list.
Is it really?
The Bull is 10?
Why did you get so confused with Sand Valley?
You got
you
confused.
Named
I said
both
Sand
courses.
Valley, and then I said Mammoth Dunes, because they're two different ones.
All right, we need a ruling. Joshy, was this a good list or a bad list?
Chewy's no. list was.
That list was no good.
It was great.
Nope.
Put on the poll.
I think the list was fine. I think Chewy's algorithm that he put it through made it spit out some weird answers.
I don't understand what was so confusing.
But if you were doing courses, why didn't you just do courses? Like, Gabe knows all the courses. Yeah. If there
because it would have been
courses,
way too easy. You would have walked it.
He got
am I
all
like,
of
I,
them.
Like I did now?
Yeah.
No, got, there was
the
four
only
minutes.
One, the Bull's the only one, because the Bull.
But it's just so you know.
Where's Ashley? So can know, I get a ruling?
It's 13th on this list.
Oh.
Because he pulled out.
Yes.
That's okay. What I'm trying to say. Like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he made the list up.
Oh. Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
You cheated.
And explains how he had Sand Valley and Blue Mound both at number 4.
Great
yes.
list.
Yes.
Great list. You guys suck.
Kim weighing in saying, to be fair, Chewy was very specific when he started the power rankings that he would not list multiple courses from the same location. Why don't we ever support Chewy?
Yes.
What?
Thank you.
Why don't we ever support Chewy? What? How much more support do you want from me? Every time he gets in trouble, he doesn't. I do.
I want you to do the list.
How much more? We ask him to do one thing a week.
The people have spoken.
One thing.
The people have spoken.
And even when he underperforms, we're like, it's okay. It's Chew. There's a different set of rules for Chew.
How much more support does one man get? I understand.
He does.
He's a
show
big guy.
From Florida, 6.5 months out of the year.
Can I go potty or do I have to do a read? Josh?
Why don't you tell us about the jewelry store?
All right. I got to hold it now.
For Dean
Neuromycetitis, here we go. You know what I say. Happy wife, happy life. And usually that means a visit to my guy, the dancing machine, Dino, at the Jewelry Center. Earrings, custom jewelry, and repair services. The Jewelry Center does it all, including top-of-the-line engagement rings. And when the day comes for my four boys to take the next step in their lives, you can bet they'll be heading to the Jewelry Center for engagement rings. The Jewelry Center offers great deals and selections on both lab-grown and naturally mined diamonds for rings. Plus, you always hear about how Gabe went to the Jewelry Center and had a great experience with the Jewelry Center's specialist to pick out the perfect ring. Stop into one of their locations, Brookfield, Greenfield, or Burlington, today, or check the full inventory online at shop. TJC.com.
Alan weighing in on our YouTube page. Remember, you can always stream the show on YouTube saying, I don't know. I think Joshy's to blame here. He didn't vet Chewy's list properly. I blame Joshy. So there's more lack of support for the big guy here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Man, he skates so often. It's unbelievable.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I have told you how many times.
I know.
Do not mess with electricity, Chew.
And I don't. I did. I did. But
was
I
an
don't.
Incident?
There was one.
Plumbing, you're going to get wet. Electricity, you're going to die.
On 94.5 ESPN.
The support just keeps rolling in. Matt in the 414 saying, Chewy is like a baby that spills his milk. You don't blame the baby. You blame the parents for setting it too close to the edge of the table. Y'all are the parents. Figure it out. Love Meanwhile, it. Ron in the key says, how much longer must my tall brother be persecuted? 800-990-3776 if you want to get your support of the big guy into the talk and text line.
You're not getting the support from us, but at least you're getting it from the fans.
Yeah.
I know that.
Earlier, we were talking about Rich Eisen's best case scenario for the Chicago Bears. He said them getting to the Super Bowl. And there were people who said, wait a minute, what was his best case scenario for the Green Bay Packers? So during the break, we went and looked it up. Rich Eisen's best case scenario for the Green Bay Packers. We do not have the audio of it to play for you guys, but it was pretty good as well. It is that Jordan Love wins league MVP and that the Packers win the whole dang thing. That's Rich Eisen's best case scenario for the Green Bay Packers. And I was feeling pretty good about that until I kept playing the clip. And then he started talking about the Detroit Lions. And Rich Eisen's best case scenario for the Detroit Lions is actually better than his best case scenario for the Green Bay Packers, in that he also has Jahmyr Gibbs winning Offensive Player of the Year, Aiden Hutchinson winning Defensive Player of the Year, and Dan Campbell winning Coach of the Year, and the Lions winning the Super Bowl. To which I asked my colleague Gabe Neitzel, what is the difference between what Dan Campbell would have done with that team and what Matt LaFleur would have done with his team, and why is Matt LaFleur not getting consideration from Rich Eisen for Coach of the Year?
Well, I don't know if he's not getting consideration, but I just think that if we're doing best case scenario and the Chicago Bears are making that list, how many teams are you going best case scenario is to win it all?
Yeah.
Half
well, he
of the
didn't
league?
Win it all for the Bears. It was get to the Super Bowl.
Well, but let's if best case scenario for you is getting to the Super Bowl, like why isn't winning the Super Bowl? Like, and I don't want to downplay getting, because getting to the Super Bowl is an accomplishment. But if you once you're in that game and it's one game,
saying anything can happen.
Why can't you win that
little
game?
Little Giants?
Well, not even Little Giants. You're there. Like, you were good enough to get there. Like, they're not. I can't. The last time I think he was a double digit point spread in a Super Bowl was the big guy.
Was us.
I think that was the last time.
So you're saying even Vegas thinks it's a bit of, not a coin flip per se,
sure,
but it is closer than.
But like every spread's going to be less than a touchdown. So if you're in a game like that, like, yeah, if your best case scenario is getting to the Super Bowl, why?
You're saying there's not that big of a gap between
correct
getting there and
winning
it. But
yeah.
I think in this metric that he is using, it does feel like he is trying to distinguish the haves versus the have-nots by saying win the Super Bowl, and then he adds on a bunch of other toppings.
Yeah.
It's like he's at the Sunday bar, and he's putting sprinkles on, and he's putting a cherry on, and he's putting the chocolate syrup on. And if you're going with that, the Lions have a better Sunday than the Packers do, according to Rich Eisen, only because they've got Jahmyr Gibbs, they've got Aiden Hutchinson, they've got Dan Campbell winning all of their respective awards, and the team also winning. And well, so what my point is, if the Packers were, if Jordan Love wins MVP and the Packers win the Super Bowl, why wouldn't Matt LaFleur also be in consideration to win Coach of the Year?
Well, because usually if you have the MVP, you don't get Coach of the Year. You know, if you have MVP, well, he's the reason that you were there, not because of the coach.
Like,
it happened with him with Aaron Rodgers, right? Oh, you have the league MVP, you don't get credit for winning 13 games.
It was fair that he gave Detroit all of that because their coaching staff stayed together. Let's not forget, didn't their offensive coordinator have a chance to leave?
Yeah, and he's sticking around.
And he's sticking around, so they have continuity, you know, where the Packers, look, defensively, there's going to be some growing pains. Well, I think they'll be better than last year from an aggressive standpoint, but it takes a little while.
I still think there's some growing that has to be done for the Packers. It seems it seems like the Lions are mostly fully formed at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like they went to the NFC Championship game. They were, you know, they had the lead at halftime. They didn't close it out because they hadn't been there. They've, on paper, the Lions are better than the Packers right now.
Is this sort of Rich Eisen's way of maybe matching his best case scenario to what Vegas has put out as far as each of the team's odds?
Yeah.
Because across the board, depending on what betting site you use, the Lions are still the betting favorite in the division.
Correct.
So I think he's trying to align what he is saying with what Vegas has said. It goes Lions, Packers, actually Bears, Vikings on most of these sites. The Vikings have the longest odds to win the division of the four teams in the NFC North. Does that surprise you?
No, they have quarterback issues, although they have talent on offense.
Yeah.
I mean, don't forget Hockenson.
Correct.
They took from Detroit, but they're in a rebuild. That's why they signed Jefferson. They're like, okay, these teams aren't dumb. Minnesota's not sitting there as a coaching group going, hey, we got a chance to win this all. No, they're like, okay, here's our plan. We don't have to pay a quarterback for 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. If he's our guy, we can pay Jefferson that because our window is not open yet. But next year, I expect it to be a little open and then win it before you have to, you know, quote, win it. Before you have to pay a quarterback if he turns out to be a good player.
Let me ask you a question, Chu. Are the Lions all in this year?
Yes. Yes, they're all in.
What makes you say that?
Like Gabe said, I mean, I remember when we played Dallas in the NFC Championship game in 95.
Yeah.
Dallas was really, really good. But we were like, hey, we could beat them on any given day. We're going to have to play really, really good, but we can beat them. And if you remember that game, it was back and forth all day. And it was one of those games where we felt, hey, last team to have the ball is going to win this thing. Unfortunately, Brett throws an interception in their side of the field, and that was kind of it. But I remember riding back on the plane going, next year's our year. Next year's our year. And I think that's where Detroit is. They're like, hey, we had that game, but we didn't have enough experience to know how to win that game, and we're going back and doing it this year.
It's one thing going into the game going, yeah, oh yeah, we can win this, and you're kind of hyping yourself up, and then you are in the game, you have the lead, and you're going, we actually can play with these guys, and that light bulb kind of goes off. Now, yes, they couldn't close it out. I think the Lions are for real. I think the Lions are still, right now, the best team in the division. That's not to say the Packers can't win the division. There's just some more growth that has to happen within their team, to me, in order to catch the Lions.
Is it as simple as them giving all that money to Jared Goff and to St. Brown and to Penei Sewell to say that they're all in? Is that enough evidence to say they're all in? Because it feels like when a team knows that they are where you are saying that the Lions think they are, which is, hey, man, we're right there. Few more moves, lock up a guy here or there, have some lucky breaks go our way throughout the season, and we could find ourselves in the title game. It feels like everything is pointing in that direction for the Lions right now. So did they have a conscious decision? Did they have a conscious conversation of, we are right on the doorstep, we just need to do these few things and we're there?
Yeah, I think it's Super Bowl or bust. I think they've, by locking those guys up, I think they're trying to keep that Super Bowl window open. Right? Okay, hey, these are the guys we have to pay. Here is the premier talent, the blue chip talent we have on this team. Here's who we have to pay. And they went out and they paid those guys this offseason.
But the gap is not very big at all.
No.
The gap is small, and I hate to say it, but what will determine who's going to win the division between these two is whoever stays the healthiest. That's how close it is, I think. Detroit's going to be favored in Detroit. Green Bay's going to be favored in Green Bay.
Yeah.
So I think that is a perfect dovetail into what I want to get to in our final segment of the show, which was comments that were made about the Green Bay Packers defense being the most improved unit in the division. How much will that carry the Packers over the Lions potentially? We'll discuss that when we get back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Mentality, local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Well, what does that mean? Well, Mentality specializes in testosterone. And if you are dealing with low testosterone, they can help you out. how do you know if you're dealing with low testosterone? I didn't know that I was dealing with low testosterone, but I was kind of tired, groggy, just didn't feel like myself. Assume that's what it was like to get older. That's not how it has to be. You work with Mentality, go through their process, get a blood panel done. Within a week, your results are back to you. And if your testosterone levels are low, you can work with Mentality to get a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you to make sure that your testosterone levels are where they need to be and you can get back to competing at work and sports like you did years ago. Go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more. LowTUSA.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yes, that would have been much worse
finally
than
we
what
got,
ended up happening.
Finally got the which would be worse and what would be better. Finally yes. We figured it out.
You can't just be showing your junk on national TV.
It would have got a lot of clicks.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Chewy asked us during the break, what were the Minnesota Vikings' best case scenario on the Rich Eisen show? And it was making the divisional round of the playoffs. So again, not a very high endorsement of what the Minnesota Vikings have going on. He also said that he heard that Sam Darnold will be the starting quarterback for the Vikings this year and that J.J. McCarthy will get opportunities to play, but it will be Darnold's team.
Oh, so best case scenario should have been winning 5 games then, is what you're trying to tell me.
I guess so.
Sam Darnold leading a team to the postseason? What are we even doing?
I do want to get to this tweet from Lewis Riddick before we wrap up the show today. Lewis tweeting yesterday, I'm just going to go to our text chain because that's where we have the tweet. Packers defense will be the most improved unit in the division. Cooper, Bullard, McKinney additions are home runs. I've been saying this all offseason. He has been saying that the Packers defense is much improved and that he thinks it will be a lot better than it was last year. So do we feel confident when guys like Lewis Riddick, who, you know, Phil, he's somebody who breaks down the film, Chew, will the improvements be because of the talent that they acquired or because of Jeff Hafley's leadership?
Probably leadership and scheme. Hafley doesn't know if he has the players yet. I mean, it really can only get better, I would guess. There's no chance it's going to get worse. So, a little
Gabe,
bold, I
saw
think.
That.
Well, it depends upon the growth from some of the guys that you already have. We spent a lot of the show earlier talking about offensive weapons, and the Packers have foregone spending high draft picks on offensive weapons for guys like Devontae Wyatt and Quay Walker, who have not lived up to their first-round pick billing. So if Quay Walker makes a huge leap, sure, then this defense can make a big step forward. If Eric Stokes is healthy and he's the other starter, again, I still like Carrington Valentine, but you're going to be asking a lot from guys who haven't produced in the league, whether that's the rookies or whether that's the guys who are going into their third year who have been decent at best.
It's going to come down to whether they can create pressure with the front four, which I think maybe they can. They're not there yet, not the kind of pressure they want. But I'm telling you guys, I'm really concerned about the run. Because I don't know how stout those front four can be against the run. And if they're not stout and double teams can come up on linebackers, you're going to see a little gashing going on. Just the way it is.
But as Gabe always mentions whenever you bring that up, because you have said that that is a concern of yours, it is not as much a running offense. It is not as much a running league as it is a passing league. So yeah, teams might be able to do that as a plan B, or maybe if they're seeing that that's what the defense is giving them. But for the most part, teams want to throw the ball.
They do.
But good teams stick with it.
Yeah.
That's how we saw the Eagles 2 years ago, you know, gash the Packers for 363 yards. It's what San Francisco, they'll just turn around, keep handing it off to Christian McCaffrey,
yeah,
unless you show interest in stopping it. Like the Minnesota Vikings, my guess is, are going to ride Aaron Jones, especially if Sam Darnold is going to be their starting. They'll just keep handing it off to Aaron Jones if he's going to gash your team running the football. So there's enough good teams that the Packers are going to have to face this year that will run it if Chewy's fear comes to fruition.
I mean, you can give up 100 yards rushing in a game. That doesn't bother me at all. You give up 160, 170. I'm sorry. You ain't going to win games.
Do you want us to mark that as the
benchmark?
Line of demarcation?
Yeah, 100
160?
Yards. Oh.
120?
150.
150.
Yeah, 150.
Okay, because we can do that for the season. If a team rushes for over 150 yards, that you think that that's going to be a
that ain't good.
Recipe for success against the Packers.
Yeah. And you can always bring that safety up like they probably are going to like to do with McKinney. But it's a gamble. We don't even know who the free safety is yet. And he better be able to cover a lot of space if you're going to bring him up into the box. He's got to be a hell of a center fielder.
Yeah, I think your point earlier of there's going to be some growing pains defensively.
Sure. Yeah.
And the one player we don't spend a lot of time, Rashawn Gary has to have a big year.
Has to.
No way around it. Because he's one where I'm not trusting him against the run, Chew. I think he's somebody you can run at.
Yeah.
But if he's getting double-digit sacks, then who cares? But if he's only getting 8.5 sacks a year.
Yeah. The wild card is Van Ness. He's a wild card. Can he play or can't he play? We're going to find out. Because based upon last year, we don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll earlier today. Whose career would you rather have as a Packers quarterback? Eli Manning had 2 Super Bowl wins. Aaron Rodgers had 1 Super Bowl win and 4 MVPs. 69% of people are saying Aaron Rodgers. Seth saying, don't forget about the extra context, though. Year with a playoff win, Eli had 2 versus Rodgers 7. Winning seasons, Eli had 7 versus Rodgers 12. Top 10 scoring, Eli had 7 versus Rodgers 10. Conference titles, Eli had 3 versus Rodgers 8. All of those things are probably part of the reason why the metric is 69% saying Aaron Rodgers. Will the Intouch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody.